KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. The first 3 days of this week saw record-breaking temperatures set in Atlantic, but there's little likelihood today will come close to the record high for this date. Wednesday's high in Atlantic was 60, which broke the old record of 58 set back in 1987. Now, today's record high was 66 set back in 1992. The forecast, as mentioned, only calls for a high of around 56. But get ready, a major change in the weather is set to take place late Friday night into Saturday night as a snowstorm sets its sights on western Iowa and Nebraska. Right now, it appears that snowfall amounts will range from 4 to 7 inches, but that could change depending on the track of the storm and how late the rain we get on Friday changes to snow. I'll have more on that and other stories in just a moment.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
Well, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for parts of southwest, western, and northwestern Iowa, effective on Friday night. The watch covers Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Crawford, Carroll, Fremont, Guthrie, Harrison, Madison, Mills, Montgomery, Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Union counties in our listing area. And again, that'll be in effect from Friday evening through Saturday afternoon in the northwest part of the state, and through Saturday evening in western and southwest Iowa. Forecast calls for anywhere from 4 to 7 inches of snow in the southwest counties, with 6 or more inches possible in the western and northwest parts of the state. Rain mixed with and will change over to all snow Friday night and continue through the day on Saturday before ending Saturday night. Now, the Weather Service says there's still a great deal of uncertainty as to the exact track of the storm, when the rain will change to snow Friday night, for that matter, as well. The sooner the rain changes to snow, the greater the snowfall accumulations will be, and if the changeover is delayed, lesser amounts of snow are expected. And travel is expected to become very difficult Friday night, with heavy snow and winds of up to 25 miles per hour, reducing visibilities and making for slippery travel conditions. Stay alert for future weather statements on this developing situation. While three southwest Iowa counties, Mills, Montgomery, and Pottawatomie, have instituted a burn ban or plan to do so, Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said there are no immediate plans to call for a burn ban in Cass County. McNeese said Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Cannon has consulted with the district fire chiefs and has determined there is no need to call for a ban on burning right now. McNeese said that residents in the county should take the necessary precautions before conducting any open burning.
It gets out of hand if we start having a large rash of them or something that's uncontrolled and uncontrollable, and then we'll probably look at a burn ban. But at this time, you know, we really don't want to, if we can help it, but we're just asking people to use common sense and give a heads up to your department so that they know something's going on.
And of course, if we get that anywhere from 4 to 7 inches of snow over the next few days, that will negate pretty much all of those burn bans. Elsewhere in the news, a Clarinda woman accused of taking nearly $30,000 from the Clarinda High School Booster Club over a three-year period is scheduled to appear in court Monday for an arraignment hearing. 51-year-old Cynthia Ann Gertz faces a felony charge of first-degree theft. Gertz, who was previously employed at the Page County Federal Savings Association and served as the Booster Club's treasurer, allegedly used a number of elaborate techniques to embezzle the money. Her pretrial hearing will take place on March the 5th, with the trial set for April 10th. If convicted on the charge, Gertz could get up to 10 years in prison and have to pay a $10,000 fine. The Iowa Court of Appeals has ruled a Council Bluffs police officer's late-night search of a bicyclist was illegal, and marijuana found during the search should be suppressed. The court overturned Keith Sorek's drug possession conviction on Wednesday, saying the officer had no reason to search Sorek. After pulling him over in 2010 for not having lights on his bicycle at night, which is required by Council Bluffs City Code. After talking with Sorek, the officer patted him down and found the marijuana. The officer testified at trial that he searched the 28-year-old Sorek because it was dark and people in the neighborhood were known to have weapons. The court ruled that wasn't enough to search Sorek, who was fined $315. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Sherry Ann Freeman, age 64, of Menlo, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Sherry Ann Freeman will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Walter August Mordhorst, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Walter Mordhorst will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Francis Carter, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Francis Carter will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Eloise Peterson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Eloise Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Bernice Adair, age 91, of Panora, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Bernice Adair will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Leroy Rokoltz, age 81, formerly of Adair, died Friday in Illinois. Graveside services for Leroy Rokoltz will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Dalmanutha Cemetery north of Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Glenn Benfield, age 75, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Glenn Benfield will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Rubel, age 72, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Roger Rubel will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Laura Lillian Landis, age 93, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Lillian Landis are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. That's a check of our news brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.